ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः The actual Brihadaranyakam text, I have not really started. I am giving a lot of, only preparing you for studying, understanding the Brihadaranyakam. So until now, we have covered we understood the upasanas and upasana phalam. Thereby, we understood the limitations of the meditation and the results. And we also understood the highest benefit, the highest result that can be accomplished as a result of any karma or any karma. When I say it, any action, it can be a mental activity in terms of meditation, or it can be any physical activity, mundane activity, or a religious activity. See, activity means we always say religious activity and mundane activity. Secular activity, sacred activity. This is sacred, we mean religious activities. This is secular, mundane activities. So we call it laukikam karma, vaidikam karma. Okay, so alaukikam, you can say alaukikam also. Suppose sometimes need not be Vedic, but still Veda based. So laukikam karma or alaukikam karma. Worldly, mundane, day-to-day activities or sacred religious activities. And those religious activities, if they are prescribed in the Veda itself, it is called Vaidikam karma also. So whatever is the karma you do, you say karma, the word karma means action here. So action, activity. And so even the meditations prescribed in the Upasana Kanda of the Veda, also or what now, come under the Karma Kanda only, because even though Upasana Kanda separately presented there, it is also Karma Shastram only. Because upasana, meditation is a mental activity. So physical, oral or mental, any activity. There is a fourth type of activity here. Activity means only three types of activities. Kayikam karma, vachikam karma, manasam karma. Physical, oral, mental activities. And these activities can be what? Vaidikam or avedikam. Laukikam. Worldly, mundane, secular or sacred religious activities. So whatever activity it is, what is the highest benefit? What is the benefit that can be accomplished as a result of practicing meditation or by performing a ritual or doing any other karma? Any punya karma. No, one can earn that much punyam. How much can you earn as a result of such a great deed? Shastra makes it very clear, this is the highest punyam one can earn as a result of practicing meditation or performing a ritual or by doing other charitable activities. That punyam, what can that punyam get you? There is a buying power for what? That punyam can help you only enjoy the Hiranyagarbha status, go into Hiranyagarbha loka or called Brahma loka. And then we do not know Brahma loka. We do not know. We cannot disprove the existence of Brahmaloka, nor can we prove the existence of Brahmaloka. Shastram talks about the lokas, so we accept the Brahmaloka. So if at all Brahmaloka you can go, even if you go to Brahmaloka means what? Even if you without this physical form, you can have the best of pleasures enjoyable. So just to understand how you enjoy your pleasures in dream, so also you will enjoy everything. Enjoyable is possible. But even there, you can have only pleasures without any pain. Even then, no, it's only experience. There will be a time the punyam will get exhausted. When the punyam is exhausted, again you will continue to be a samsari. See, samsaraha, when does it resolve? This beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, going through these patches of opposites in between, in terms of pain and pleasure, success, failure, loss and gain, etc., and which is fraught with the fear of death also. See, going through this path of opposites definitely is fraught with fear always. Fear, anxiety and insecurity and anxiety. The fear, the highest degree. Next degree of fear is, the fear is what? Insecurity. Then anxiety. These three terms go together. So that way, that is samsara. That samsara will continue to be there. Which means there is a time one has to go through pain in one's life. Of course, I'm not saying no life will be only a life of pains. One has to go through both pain and pleasure in life that one cannot avoid. So there will be unpleasant situations in life. Why? Because ajnanam is there, samsara is there. So this, even going to Brahmaloka, enjoying the highest of pleasures, in no way liberates a person, frees a person from this bondage of karma. So samsara nivrittihi, bandha nivrittihi doesn't happen even if you have earned so much of punyam by doing all your best of deeds. See, however righteous you are, however ethical you are, however religious you are, however worshipful you are, however prayerful you are, how much your punya karma you do, lot of good activities you do, you meditate a lot, everything you do, still what happens, you earn a lot of punyam. You may become a most pious person, but still your ajnanam doesn't get removed. Therefore, samsara continues to be there. Therefore, samsara nivrittihi only is possible only in knowledge. That is where Upanishad has to come into the picture. If samsara nivrittihi happens just by practicing meditation alone, the human goal, the human life becomes complete by itself, then the Veda Shastram need not have gone beyond the portion dealing meditation in terms of Upasana Kanda. Karan Jnana Kanda would not have come into existence at all. The Veda would have contained only what? Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda. Why Jnana Kanda? The two Kandas would have been enough. Jnana Kanda is unnecessary, not necessary. But it means that is where at the same time Veda understands importance of meditation. Veda itself prescribes meditation. But meditation itself, karma, the kayakam karma and manasam karma, kayaka, vachika, manasa, all these activities should culminate in what? In the knowledge finally. That's why Jnana Kanda comes last. Vedanta comes last. Anyway, so the limitations of the karma and karnapalam are discussed in the very beginning, which we saw. And later on, we also picked up the important portions. Well, we understood a lot of things about how, when you say what was only Brahma, Atma before means, the two ways of interpreting it. What was Jagat, Brahma, before the manifestation of universe, what was Brahma. Before the manifestation of Jiva also what? What was Brahma. And when Brahman alone was there, there was no knower known difference. And then the manifestation is there, the knower known difference, division difference comes. This, we also understood all these portions, and we'll be again redoing those portions later on. But now, last week I just introduced, like, what is Avidya Sutram, isn't it? We talked about Vidya Sutram before. The Vidya Sutram is the small statement revealing the meaning of the Mahavakyam is called Vidya Sutram. And Avidya Sutram I took up last class. We were talking. The Avidya Sutram is a statement wherein Upanishad mentions that people who are given to the performance of rituals and who are given to the practice of meditations, but who do not really understand the importance, the value of knowledge, and such people, they earn a lot of punyam, but still there continue to be samsaris here. So as long as we don't attain jnanam, as long as we are interested only in performing rituals. See, Veda Shastram never says, never ever look down upon the rituals. Rituals are, that is why if you understand the whole Veda properly, we never look down upon anything. For us, karma is very important, meditation is very important. Nothing is looked down upon, nothing is belittled here. At the same time, you also know the limitation of everything. So, that such people, the Jnanis, continue to be Pashus. Upanishad uses the word Pashuhu. Pashuho literally means cow, Pashuho also means an animal in general. So, just as the animals serve human beings, remaining totally ignorant, remaining steeped in total ignorance, animals not having any identity, animals just served human beings. Similarly, human beings also, being blessed with this half knowledge and half ignorant, and with their own limitations, aspiring for other limited ends, they will be performing rituals, offering oblations to devatas. Therefore, they will be like slaves for the, like how animals are for the human beings, so human beings will be for devatas. This is what Upanishad says there. And that statement, called Avidya Sutram. Avidya Sutra means what? A brief statement wherein the limitation of ignorance is pointed out. The effect of the ignorance is pointed out. Not only we are in samsara, we will continue to be, we are like animals. We are like animals for the devas. How animals are for us, so we are for the devatas. So here the question comes, which means devatas also cause lot of obstacles. And the devatas continuously want to keep us, want us to be ignorant, so that we will be performing rituals, we will be offering oblations, and they will enjoy us. So no devata will be happy if any servant is taken away, and nobody else will be happy, because they want to have a comfortable life. So similarly, they won't like us like this. They also cause a lot of obstacles in our attainment of knowledge. Upanishad mentions that. So there, Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary, what is the commentary? That is what today I want to tell you. See, generally when you say devatas cause obstacles in the pursuit of knowledge, so people cannot attain jnanam. So they'll continue to be ignorant so that they can enjoy the oblations, they can have the service of human beings. This literal meaning, what Shankar Bhagavatpada says here, so because when we understand this, okay, there, based on that line, he writes his commentary. Now, all the human beings have this idea, understanding. What is that? Anyway, when we want to pursue knowledge also, even we want to attain moksha and jnanam, anyway, devatas are going to cause obstacles. So, devatas will be causing obstacles. So, definitely there is no way of attaining jnanam or moksha. We will have impediments always. So, it is not possible for us. So, nothing is in our hands. Why? Devatas are always troubling. And we do not have any say over devatas. They are more powerful than us. And we are at the mercy of the blessing of devatas, even for living our lives. That's why we are thankful to them. We offer oblations. No, therefore they are more powerful than us. Therefore nothing is controllable. Nothing is predictable also here. Therefore, nothing is in our hands. It's one expression. And Shankar Bhagavatpada introduces here one more thing. Now what is that? Kalaha. Kalaha means a time factor. Now, devata is one of the factors which cause obstacles, which cause obstructions, which prevents us from attaining jnanam and moksha, which stagnates our lives. Is this one is devatas, and the second factor is what? Kalaha. Kalaha means, how does time factor? That is why we all have this, because there is a science of astronomy, and there we have science of astrology called Palajyotisham. Then Palajyotisham is a last few pages of the astronomy is what? Astrology. It's called Palajyotisham. Okay? So, Jyotisha Shastram, astronomy, otherwise called Khagola Shastram. K means space. A gola means what? No, globe. Okay. Khagola Shastram means astronomy. One sound K means, can say space, sky. So Khagola Shastram, that means a Vaniyal, isn't it? Astronomy. There is a huge science, and a lot of mathematicians were astronomers in India, like Varahmihira, and a small tiny bit. Tiny small last few pages of astronomy is called what? Astrology, which is called Palajyotisham. So Khagola Shastram, Jyotisha Shastram means astronomy, and the last few pages are what? Phalajyotisham, astrology. The Phalajyotisham also we have, and there based our prarabdha is predictable based on our the planetary positions in our horoscope. If somebody, you know, if we have, you register, write date of birth, time of birth and place of birth, and we can make a chart, and the chart where the planets are at the time of your birth, on the day of your birth, in a given place of your birth, where the position planets are. In keeping the planetary position, your parabdha is predictable. So we always have a bad time, good time. We also put the blame on why you are not able to do things. I'm going through a bad time. I tell you, everybody will say we go through very bad time. Not only in India, even here I see, listen, even in Europe, even in UK, even in the Western countries, this expression is there, we go through a bad time. Okay? That is there. Which means a time factor. Isn't it? Now, second is time factor. Third factor is also there. Know what the third factor? The third factor is Vastu Swarupam. So, Devata, Kalaha, third is Vastu Swarupam. Vastu Swarupam also can be a big hindrance in achieving what we want to achieve. No, for example, I can give you an example. Suppose we travel. Okay, we travel. Otherwise also, someday, one day you are tired, you want to go and eat in a restaurant, you go out and eat. Okay? And then you fall sick. And then you can't come to the class next day. And what is the Vastu Swarupam here? What is that which caused the obstacle there? Your illness. And what is the cause for the illness now? The nature of the food you eat. So, the nature of the objects we associate with, or we interact with, or somehow we happen to be with. Isn't it? Some people say, before going to India, they have all injections and all pack of big battle of medicines. Why? They think they go to India and they'll die. Okay? That's not true. All over the world, even here, problems are there. So, you have to be careful wherever you go, not only in India. Okay, India has, some people think India is the dirtiest country, so you don't want to go. That's not true, okay? Of course, everywhere dirty is, not only India. Everywhere there's, people have the feeling. Because a lot of things, and we had to go. Vastu Swarupam, people have, and what caused you? I didn't enjoy anything because I fell sick there, in India. Therefore, I couldn't enjoy anything. So what is the obstacle? What prevented you from enjoying the life there? Because I fell sick. What is the problem? Because food in India is not okay, water in India is not okay. Like that. Now what I want to say here, not only it can happen anywhere. And then the place I stayed was not okay, there's some smoke was there. There's something you can give. So Vastu Swarupam, the nature of the objects we associate with, or we come in contact with, or interact with, or we happen to be with. That also can be one of the, that also can cause obstacles. So, three factors now. So, Devata, Kalaha, Vastu Swarupam. So, we always say why we are not able to attain Mokshaha. Why are not able to attain Jnanam. Even though we are committed to the pursuit of knowledge. So, let us not worry about people who do not know the value of knowledge, therefore who are not committed to the pursuit of knowledge. People who know the value of Jnanam, who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and who know moksha is the choice ascent, and who also knows how sampradaya is alone works, and who also know no knowledge is possible without the pramanam, without the means of knowledge. Therefore, and Vedanta, how Vedanta helps, serves as the pramanam, as a means of knowledge. Therefore, people are given hadi of the shastram also, still they may not be able to attain jnanam sometimes. We say antakarna shuddhi is not there, or antakarna aishchalyam is not there, or some disturbances. We know everything, we want to attend, but something or other comes and then stops us. It is so many things, not easy. know, so many things come, and sometimes our own buddhi thinks, oh, I know already, I understood everything, I don't need it in the class anymore. Sometimes the thoughts come also. Like this, when you say, lot of misconceptions, they can come and stop, prevent people from attaining this. So what is the reason? So then we say, Devata Kalaha Tvastu Swarupam. But therefore, people make easily, all over the world, not only in India, people make this statement, nothing is in our hands. Okay? We all become fatalists. It means we all think everything is already predetermined, preordained, everything is what? Fate, vidhi. Vidhina nirnitam. Now, vidhi has already determined. Vidhi means order, okay? Vidhi. Now, so everything is, in fact, everything is destiny, predestined. Therefore, we cannot change anything. So, we don't need to make any efforts. We are only, what do we do? We are only instrumental in the hands of Bhagavan. Of course, we are instruments in the hands of Bhagavan, no doubt about it. That doesn't mean that everything is, so can put the blame on Bhagavan, everything. So, it is not, I tell you, this one thing Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to make. He used this Avidya Sutram and he takes us to some other different, completely different thing. Doesn't tell, makes us understand something differently here. Now what he says, a Vedanta Shastra student should be very conscious and cautious that we can't afford to become fatalists. We cannot say nothing is in our hands. We should take the responsibility. Okay, we should make efforts. We should see the fact that my present life is the result of my past. Okay, it's all in my hands. My future is in my hands already. It is not in Bhagavan's hands. It is not in anywhere else. Okay, it is not in the hands of the time. It is not in the hands of the devatas. It is not in the hands of Bhagavan. It is not in the hands of even Vastu Swarupam. So what determines? No, we understand the fact, of course, when we do karma, in keeping with our karma, definitely there is a result. That result of karma, result of action is determined by definitely Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. Bhagavan is called karma phala data, bestower of results of actions, that we understood in Bhagavad Gita also. That is what is taught in Shastram also, no doubt about it. That does not mean everything is only in keeping with our destiny. But means we cannot do anything about it. We have to just live like this. Means what? There's already the sense of, you know, the being enslaved. Already we ourselves accept, we love to be slaves. We don't want to take the responsibility. So Shastram says, Shankara makes it very clear, no, Vedantins should not become fatalists. And we should not say that is responsible, this is responsible. No, I am responsible for what I am going through. And I will be responsible for what I have to go through also. My future is already in my hands. My present is because of my own past actions. Which means Shankara Bhagavatpada says, what prevents, what is that which causes the pratibandhaha? What is which causes the obstacles, obstructions, is your own prarabdha karma phalam. So prarabdha karma phalam alone is the cause. Pratibandhas are caused by prarabdha karma phalam. Isn't it? Because the karma phalam is determined by the order in such a way that when you go through the karma phalam, it becomes going through, experiencing the past results of actions itself becomes what now? It becomes the obstacle for not being able to do what you want to do now. Understand? What you want to do. Now you are very clear. what you want to do, how you should do, what you want to achieve. And now, suppose if everything you are able to do, what exactly what you want to do, what you want to achieve, you are able to do, achieve, is a pleasure. You can't go through pain. And what you deserve is only pain. So what happens? It has to stop. Isn't it? Who causes the pratibandha? Who causes the obstacle there? He says, definitely prarabdha karma phalam. Your own, the results of your own previous actions, isn't it, come in the form of obstacles there, cause the pratibandhas. Is it clear? Your own things come as the pratibandhas, obstacles. Therefore, hereafter, never ever say, everything is Bhagavan's, everything is in Bhagavan's hands. I'm helpless. I am helpless. Never ever say that. I have no choice. And Bhagavan makes me, I dance the tunes of Bhagavan. Or Tamil song is there. Naan oru vilayattu bommaya. So I'm a puppet in your hands, O Lord. It's okay. When you're in a devotion, you can plead Bhagavan, that's okay. But what I'm saying, Shankara's main teaching is, may a Vedanta student not become a fatalist. You take your responsibility. Because, okay. So even though devatas cause the obstacles, so devatas also cause the obstacle. Why devatas cause the obstacles? You know, devatas, kalaha, devataha, kalaha, and vastu swarupam, all the three subservience to karma only. Karma only in the form of through the devata, in the form of devata, in the form of time factor, in the form of, you know, vastu swarupam. Isn't it? What causes the pain? You go to the restaurant, when you go to the restaurant, you stopped on the way, you go and eat, okay? Eating is a choice, okay? But the result, no, not because you went to the particular restaurant, not because you went there, no. Pratipanda is already karma, is there. Nimittam is what? Vastu swarupam is only nimittam. Vastu swarupam is instrumental in manifesting your own parabdha karma phalam. Similarly, time factor is only a nimittam, instrumental in manifesting, in helping, in making you go through what is determined by your karma. Similarly, even devatas. Oh my God, suddenly rain, suddenly ice fall. Means what? All the devatas, any devatas, you know, thing is also what? Part of the karma phalamali. So they all, devata, kalaha, vastu swarupam, all become instrumental, what now? For your own part of the karma to become manifest. Is it clear now? So hereafter, even if you go to the astrologers to see your horoscope, to check what is happening, okay, listen to them, but don't think time is bad. Okay, time is only instrumental in showing, okay, understand, instrumental for your own paradha to manifest. Vastu swarupam also what? That's why people whom I associate with, the things you associate with, the food you eat, or the objects you are with, they all what? Nature of the objects also only instrumental in going through your own paradha. What is ordained by your paradha karma phalam? Okay, that's very, very important. Shankara says here, so even though Upanishad says here, just for the sake of highlighting the importance of knowledge, just for us to show, as long as you remain ignorant and so long you will be helplessly doing karma, there will be doership, there will be enjoyership. And living a life also, what now? Definitely you have to do karma. It is not possible to live without doing karma. Karma is inevitable. When you perform the karma, and the results will be there. Therefore, to exhaust the results, you have to be there. So, what determines is what? It is not just the devatas alone cannot cause any obstacles. Even though the Upanishad says, oh, just for sake of, as long as you're ignorant, and you have to be offering oblations, and you'll be like animals for the devatas. It's only to make us understand, no, you have to become wise. You have to attain jnanam. You must know limitations of karma. You have to proceed towards what? Vedanta Shastram. You must make efforts definitely to understand the teaching. Otherwise, you will not move ahead. If you enjoy, perform the rituals, enjoy whatever result you want to enjoy. And when you are enjoying, you forget yourself and you don't know what pain is. And definitely what happens, then you will never go proceed towards this jnana. Therefore, what he wants to say is, just only to make a person understand, definitely, you cannot become powerful. So, whether you want to become a master or you want to be a slave. And in fact, everyone wants to become a master only. Nobody wants to be a slave. In the heart of the heart, the very basic, the nature of the human being is being a master. Being a master means being free. Nobody wants to be bound. Nobody wants to be enslaved. Nobody wants to be a slave. Definitely, basically. And if that is what is there, that is possible only in jnanam. Only in jnanam. Not in being a servant, you don't become a servant. As long as you are ajnani, you are a slave only. So, you will be serving, you are a slave, you will be serving the animals. You are like animals serving the devatas. Just to make you understand the importance of knowledge, Upanishad talks about it. Actually, even though Upanishad says this, devatas also will cause obstacles to prevent you from attaining jnanam. Means don't think devatas are that. Oh, Upanishad says this. Therefore, we can decide what now? Nothing is in our hands. Everything is decided by devatas and Bhagavan. So, nothing is in our hands. And then immediately we become fatalists. No, Vedanta should not become, he emphasizes in this context, should not become fatalist. That we should take the responsibility, which means, he says, the very why Karma Yoga is taught, he mentions there. Why? Because you have to make use of your willpower. You have to make use of your knowledge of right and wrong. These two were rare things which other animals do not have. The willpower also is not there for animals. And this knowledge of right and wrong also is not there for animals. Animals are not eligible for knowing anything. Animals are only programmed to live their lives. They can live their lives successfully, completely, because they don't need to work hard at all to live their lives completely. Everything is programmed for them to live their lives completely. But the human being, for him to live his life completely, and he is given special faculty, it's what faculty of choice, the knowledge of right and wrong he is blessed with. And he is also blessed with the willpower. In the very introductory classes, very basic teaching I taught you this, isn't it? So, Sri Shankara mentions this. Therefore, as a Vedanta student, as a spiritual aspirant, being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, what you need is, you can't put the blame on others. You have to take the responsibility, which means you have to understand there is, from timeless time, you have Sanchitam Karma. You have Sanchitam Karma means who has Sanchitam Karma? Whoever thinks I am an individual, I am so and so, born on this date, I am living this life, and I don't know when I am going to die. I am going to die one day definitely. Okay, I am so and so. And whatever, whether you have superiority complex or inferiority complex, and whatever problem, whatever you think of yourself. See, I am not saying it to any one particular point. Okay. Shastram addresses, including me, okay, all of us Shastram is addressing, okay, all of you are what, individual human beings, and you all have what? Human beings means, and this is, you all have this. Kartrutvam is there, Bhoktrutvam is there. We cannot even survive in the world without Kartrutvam and the Bhoktrutvam. Very natural for us to have the status of being the doer. We have to be the doer, to have the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. So I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. These notions are naturally there for us. We don't need to work hard to have these notions. And so all the notions we have about ourselves, with all these notions, as limited individuals, definitely, what we have to understand, we all have Sanchitam Karma Phalam. First of all, we don't even know something called Sanchitam Karma Phalam, which means there is a problem of samsaraha. See, may one first of all understand the samsara. There is samsaraha. So, taking this Avidya Sutram as instrument, okay, just having it, and based on that, here it is made very clear, every human being has what? This problem of samsaraha. We don't even know there is problem of samsaraha. We are simply born, we do things, we enjoy things, and we think, okay, meditate and be peaceful and go away one day. No, there is samsaraha. What is that a human being has, you know, the problem? There is the samsaraha itself means what? Samsarati. Manushyaha samsarati. Manushyaha samsarati. What does it mean? A human being, you know, keeps on coming and going. Samsarati means keeps coming and going. Keeps coming and going. Keeps on coming and going. It's called samsarati. Coming and going means what? You are born and then you live, go through pairs of opposites, again die, again after some time again you are born. Like this, and this is births and deaths is what? Many, birth is an incident, death is an incident, the two changes which happen in this one beginningless, endless cycle. Cycle of life. So life is a beginningless, endless cycle in which, you know, for many, don't know, there are births and deaths. And now you are born, do you know, is one of the many births which have gone before and one of the many which are going to come in future also. And this birth is not the beginning of life, death of this body is not the end of life. This is the first important factor you have to understand, accept it first of all. Can you accept that now? Shastram says you have to accept. Birth is not the beginning of life. Death is not the end of life. If it is not the beginning of life, before the birth of the body, you were there or not? You were very much there. So how long have you been there? I've been always. Well, you cannot say that. Shastram says you have been always. And you are now. You will ever be. You have been, you are, you are going to be, you will ever be. Means what now? Nothing will happen to you. But many times you coming and going means what? Many times coming and going means many times you come assuming a body dimensions complex. You use the abode of enjoyment, instruments of enjoyment, and have experiences. And again, leave it and go back. When you leave the physical body, no more experience. How you are in sleep? In sleep, what experience you have? What experience do you have in sleep? Experiencelessness is the only experience you have. Like that, every time you leave the physical body, you will have the experiencelessness. That's the experience. Again, you come back. So this is called what? Samsaraha. And which means every time you were born, in every janma, you have been using your willpower as a human being. You must have used your knowledge of right and wrong also. And you must have done your karma. And then, definitely, you did not attain jnanam in the previous janmas. What is the proof? What is the proof? You are here. We are here means we did not pass previous janma. Okay? We were detained in our class. That's why we are here today. If we pass means we wouldn't have come back here. Understand? You want to come back. The very question, very proof is what? all of us failed in our previous lives. So we are here now. The past means we won't have come back. Therefore, we are here means we are still, Ajnanam is there. But still, in the previous Janmas, lot of good things also we must have done something. We have some Punyam, we also have some Papam. And Papam, when you go through whatever unpleasant, I tell you, right from getting a bite from mosquito. Because days are going to India, you know, fast approaching, that's why all these things are coming to him. Getting a bite from mosquito onwards, okay? And any small thing or big thing, whatever you go through, it's all what? It's all the karma only. So the birth itself is determined by Parabdha Karma Phalam. You have to see that fact. So death is determined by Parabdha Karma Phalam. And in between whatever you go through, that's why people you associate with, the nature of the objects you associate with, and the time of the horoscope, you know, the birth, time of birth, etc. And every time you go through, the time factor, the devatas, all of them are what? Only instrumental. They all what now? Subordinate, supporters, subservient. No, this is only karma phalam. Understand? Karma phalam only. Therefore, prarabdha we are exhausting. And the portion of sanchittam alone, now we are exhausting as what? Prarabdha karma phalam. But one good thing is, as a human being, even now, there's opportunity for you to pass. Here, you can pass. At least, even if you don't pass now, at least you can prepare for next Janma's passing. No? You don't want to be absolute, you don't want to be failing next year after year, Janma after Janma after Janma. At least now you can decide what? No, let me try this Janma itself, let me attempt, okay? Doesn't matter whether I fail or pass. But if I attempt, at least next Janma, at least following Janma, at least after one Janma, definitely I will pass. I will attain Jnanam, I will go through. I will get through. What does it mean for me? It means, if you want that, then now take your responsibility. Don't put the blame on Kalaha, Devata, Vastu Swarupam. Only three factors, huh? What I like with Shastra Upanishad is, they don't give us job. They thoroughly analyzed already. Is there anything fourth factor, tell me? Time, Vastu Swarupam, Devata. Devata means all invisible, supernatural, the phenomena, isn't it?
Sorry, can I interrupt? Would you say it's Prakriti sort of, Devata?
Devata is Prakriti. Everything is Prakriti here. Yeah. Devata is nature. Yeah. Devata means, all the Devatas.
Yeah.
Devata means, if you look, same, I say object itself, look at it as Devata. Understand what I'm saying? So all these factors are only nimittam. Understand the word nimittam. Very, very important. When you see anything as a nimittam, instrumental in triggering what I have to go through. What I go through mentally, for which, everything becomes only nimittam. They have been talking to you for quite some time, but this Upanishad, this portion, this Avidya Sutram, Shankara elaborates on these things. Everything is nimitta means what? Nimitta means instrumental. I tell you, the person who comes and marries you, what now? Prarabdha ordai nimittam. He becomes nimittam, she becomes nimittam. That is why this one person comes to you, not anybody else. That's why in Tamil Nadu, wife itself is called samsara. In villages, where is your wife? Ask, they say, they won't say wife. Samsaram varlinga. Samsara did not come, he'll say. Really? In the villages, the men will say samsara. Even they use the expression samsara to mean the wife. What about husband? But no wife says my samsara. The man says wife samsara. The woman doesn't say husband samsara. The expression is there. What I'm saying, because marriage means there's no way of breaking up. See, those days, idea of divorcing was not, you had to put up, whether you like it or not, however, no way of escaping, because you're finishing the paradha. You would divorce and go away, you had to come back. Again, you would go through what you had, again, another person. Isn't it? So, finish off in one janma. The idea was not there before. That is why they call it what? The paradha. So your husband is, whatever suffering you go through mentally, other person becomes what? Nimittam for you to go through your own paradha karma, karma phalam in the form of pain or pleasure in your subconscious, for us used to be triggered to surface. Amazing, isn't it? This is a fact. Similarly with the husband, similarly the wife. What about children? Why this children? Children also, they're very good children, beautiful children, wonderful children. What are sometimes they, you know, because I'm so sad, my son is very good, every respect. No, only one thing, he's not getting married. No, that is what I'm saying. In fact, that marriage is also not respond for your sorrow. There's only nimittam. So the children are paradha. Wife is a paradha. Karma phalam. Which is, husband is a part of them is what? What I'm saying, when they become instrumental for you to go through pleasure or pain, what can you go through? Now, there's a third thing, isn't it? Whether you go through pain or you go through pleasure. So, in any relationship, not only husband, wife, children and relatives, cousins and neighbors, even any relationship, they may be nimittam for you to go through pain or pleasure. That is why you become friends. All the way you have to come somewhere from somewhere to become their friends. And then you become what? Nimittam for other person to go through pain or pleasure. Amazing, isn't it? Nimittam. Place is nimittam. The place where you live is nimittam. Instrumental. That is why Shastram says, the whole world, why vastu swarupam, the nature of the object, I said one word, now you can reduce the whole jagat, nothing in the world is responsible for what you are going through, in terms of pain or pleasure. So no object is a source of pleasure, no object is responsible for your pain also. Therefore, no object deserves any hatred and no object deserves any attachment. Understand? Passion or aversion, no object deserves anything. Now, you can respect everything with reverence and everything as, because everything is within the realm of the order. I don't like it. Why it is here? What say do I have? It has a place here. And then nobody can undo anybody. Everybody has one's own space and place. So, prarabdha. But what do you think? Because this person did this, therefore I suffer. I had to cry, I had to weep, I'm suffering, and it has come to me because of this person's behavior. I tell you, other person's behavior, even if it's intentional, even if it's unintentional, knowingly or unknowingly, whatever it is, still, no other person's karma act is not at all responsible. It's only instrumental in triggering, isn't it, your own pain. Your pain is also similarly pleasure also. Oh, this person is a very nice person. I'll enjoy company. Oh, nice. That's not true. No object in the world is source of pleasure. This also we should not forget. The problem is, when we mistake an object as a source of pleasure, and we go and get stuck emotionally. And when some occasion, some situation, I mistake a person as a response for my pain, then I can do any harm to the person. My God. Understand? The most helpful person will become a most harmful person also. It's all what? It's all in perspective. That's why nothing is reliable in the world. Vedanta gives you that strength, that clear understanding. So it is said here, Shastram says, it's all in our perspective. The world is, the vastu swarupa, in one word, we take it, makes us understand what the fact, no object in the world, no situation in the world, no human being in the world, no relationship, isn't it? No nature of any object, nothing is responsible for any emotionally what I go through, pain or pleasure. Then what is that object then? The whole world is only instrumental in triggering, okay, in making surface, the Punya Papa already is there in the translations of Punya Papa in the form of the unexhausted pain and pleasure in your subconscious. Understand? So where does it come from? Not from outside. So what is the, now, is Kalaha responsible? Is Devata responsible? Or Vasturam responsible? Who is responsible? Are you responsible? No, you are also not responsible. Your karma, phalam. Understand now? The karma phalam. And determined by what? Bhagavan in the form of order. That which determines this result is called order. Is it clear? It's very, very important. Therefore, now you have to take the responsibility of whatever you are going through. Don't blame. If you start blaming the world, first thing is what now? First thing, at least we will be, you can avoid lot of unnecessary anger, lot of unnecessary hatred, isn't it? And even the sight of the person will cause a lot of anger and pain sometimes because of your own wrong perception. So Shastram says definitely nobody is responsible for anything what you are going through. So what, therefore, Devata also is subservient. Kalaha is also subservient for your karma. Devata, Kalaha, also what? Vastu also, any vastu surupam also, is only subservient for your own prarabdha karma phalam. And prarabdha, you're exhausting. Only prarabdha is over, the dasami hanchitam is over. Isn't it? When prarabdha is over means what? Only a portion of sanchitam is over. Still, the rest of sanchitam is there. All of us have. Here, nobody can say, I don't have, you don't have. All of us have. Whether we like it or not, the fact is, all of us have sanchitam, which means next set of prarabdha, next set of prarabdha, next set of prarabdha, next set of prarabdha is readily there. Waiting for the time. Okay, it's exactly clearing up. Cue. All sets, different sets of prarabdha. One huge sanchitam is what? Is in different sets of prarabdha for a given period of time. And a suitable body, suitable parentage, suitable atmosphere, conducive place where you can exhaust that prarabdha phalam, accordingly, birth or everything is determined. Understand? That is why we had to bow to parents. No way. Isn't it? So parabdha. And every time you exhaust the parabdha, you have an opportunity to escape the next set of parabdha. You can avoid the next parabdha if you live this parabdha karma intelligently. Or you can continuously wait. Okay, now I want to have some more fun. Let me fall. You can have, no problem. Nobody is stopping you. The whole world is waiting. Finish one set of parabdha, you can wait for next set of parabdha also. You don't need to wait, it's there. You have no choice. But this is where, as a human being, involve exhausting this particular set of prarabdha, and you must have very special punyam to have come to know of what your the purpose of living this life. To have purushartha nischaya. If you have discovered purushartha nischaya in this life, definitely you had some special punyam. And you discovered It is knowledge is freedom. That is a choiceless end. You had punyam. I discovered Shastram is the pramanam. My God, even after discovering, people don't want to accept Shastram as the pramanam. You don't need to study Sanskritam and work very hard. But why can't you be with people, people who really show, how the teaching is? Therefore, Prarabdha, then, Shastre Pramane Buddhi. Shankara says, you must have punyam in Shastra. Yes, na pumsam advaita vasana vina punyena. If you don't have punyam, the inclination for understanding Advaitam will not be possible. I'm not saying people who sing bhajans are bad or wrong or anything. There's a difference. Some punyam, they have some pleasure. But one must have very special punyam to have what? To be inclined for Advaita, understanding of the Advaita. Because Advaitam is not interesting and not easy. Not at all easy. Who would like to put an end to the life? Who would like to really die? See, in Advaita Jnanam, you will die really. Real death happens in Advaita Jnanam. That's why I heard people saying, Ramana Maharshi, people used to go to him, it seems, because he was Mahatma, and he was not traditional teaching like this, like Pujya Swamiji, but great vision. And he will say one sentence, a very profound sentence, you die, go and die. Chetupo. So people can't understand, what does he mean by saying die? My God, I come to him to solve a solution, other I can sit around him. People, all the Westerners go sit around him, write all sorts of things. Whatever they think, they write. Whatever they think, they write. And they think they're really doing favor for Ramana Maharshi. That's not true. Their own experiences, they write. Oh, I felt like this. Somebody says that I felt that as though he was holding on my finger, little finger, like a child. I was following him. He was taking me to the deep, the zenith of the mountain. And from there, he showed me the whole world. He didn't take me really. I was sitting in front of him. In his silence, I experienced silence. All lots of books, and they're the bestsellers. Mm-hmm. People like those things. People also go. I heard 8,000, 9,000 Europeans visit Tiruvannamalai every year. What do? They go and sit there. 8,000 means, not only 8,000. 8,000 people, month after month after month, we have there. The whole year. 8,000 to 10,000 people, Europeans. They live in Tiruvannamalai every month. One batch goes, you can see other people are coming. They still are searching for silence. Now, what I want to say here, nothing wrong, okay? I just bow to all Mahatmas. I know great events. But what I'm saying here, even to have this understanding, isn't it? The Shastram is the Pramanam for which one must have Punyam. And then to study the Shastram, to be inclined for Shastra Jnanam, one must have Punyam. Without Punyana Vina, Advaita Vasana is not possible. Because what I want to say here, when he says you die, Advaitam is for real death. Real death means what? Losing the individuality. In Jnanam, you will not be born again. This is not interesting for people. Everybody, it is not for crowds. Not all for crowds. It is for really mature people who aspire for wisdom. Only who understand what life is all about. For them only it's interesting. Therefore, what I want to say here, not being born again is what? Real death. Isn't it? Real death. Permanent death. No more birth means no more death again. But it's the culmination. But whether today you like it or not, one day or the other, Shastram says, when you become mature, And there will be a day you will desperately searching for this wisdom and you will accomplish the wisdom and there you will put an end to this. Even though it not possible in this Janma, some Janma, one Janma, definitely you will attain. That Krishna also says, Shastram says this. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. After many births, definitely Jnanavan Mam Prapsati. One attains me, Bhagavan says. Which means, even if you are not interested in this Janma, don't worry. You can continue to be, you can play with your own toys, have your own time, and there will be a time, and what now? Bhagavan will wait for you to become mature. He'll give you enough things to give for you to become mature. Will become mature. So what I want to say here, so Parabdha. In this Parabdha, what Shankara says, if in this Parabdha itself, now one can make the best use of your willpower, make the best use of your knowledge of right and wrong, and live your life in conformity with Dharma. So understand the value of Dharma, then live Dharma. That is why here in Karma Kanda, what is it said is, Satyam vada dharmam chara. For us, satyam dharmaha is satyam, satyam is dharmaha. So, first knowing dharma, knowledge of dharma is satyam. And living dharma is dharma. Knowledge of dharma is satyam. Living dharma is what? Dharma. So, knowledge of dharma is satyam. Living dharma is what? Rutam and satyam. If I know I should speak the truth, it is knowledge. If I speak the truth, if I implement that knowledge of, you know, if you live dharma, it is dharma. Isn't it? So, Shastram says, that is why live a life of dharma, which means for which it is not an easy joke. Living a life of dharma is the most difficult thing. Because lot of things will, that is where kalaha, devata, kalaha, devata, vastu, swarupam, all will become, they will take advantage. Isn't it? In making you go against dharma, leave alone jnanam. Therefore, they see that you will never be qualified for jnanam. They'll make you mentally really disturbed, agitated. They'll never allow you to be qualified for jnanam. That is where Patibandha comes. Therefore, what Shankara says is, we have, this is understanding, make use of the will, make use of your knowledge of right and wrong, live a life of dharma. Therefore, when we say, living a life as ordained by the Shastram. Living a life as ordained by the Shastram means, living the life as ordained by Bhagavan. He is following Bhagavan. Then definitely you can avoid this. We can have this. Once you have, you live a life of dharma, then definitely nobody can prevent you from having the qualification required for jnanam. And once you are qualified for jnanam, and nobody can prevent you from using the shastram. And nobody can prevent you from attainment of jnanam. Once you attain the jnanam, even kalaha, devataha, vastu swarupam, nothing can obstruct you from enjoying the freedom which you are already. Okay, devatas cannot do anything. Nobody can obstruct, nobody can stop you from taking ownership of the happiness, fullness, obtaining as your own real nature. Okay, once you have jnanam, moksha is you, yourself, you are moksha. Therefore, what he wants, having this avidya sutram as the instrument, as the nimittam, what he wants is, just the time passed, what he wants to say is, that Vedanta student should not be fatalist. Don't say it is my fate. No. Of course, whatever you go through in your life, it should be determined by Parabdha Karma Palam only. But people vastu kalaha devata are only nimittam for you to go through your own parabdha karma phalam. If you understand this, then what is that which can help you, escape the pain is only jnanam. If you want to really work only for jnanam, then live your life prudently. See, jnanam is nobody can prevent you from having the jnanam. Once you have the jnanam, nobody can prevent you from enjoying moksha which you already have. So all this kalaha, devata and vastu sarup only nimittam, if you understand this and make use of your willpower, make use of knowledge of right and wrong, live a life of dharma enjoined by the shastram, and that is how you are following the Bhagavan. Okay? Bhagavan's teaching. That is what is Bhagavan's teaching, isn't it? Following dharma. Which means you are in harmony with Bhagavan. And for which, you also, to overcome the patibandhas, also be prayerful and worshipful. Seek Bhagavan's grace. You make all possible efforts. Seek Bhagavan's grace to support your efforts and be successful. This is the teaching. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Savidya Sutram based teaching here today.